how you would harvest, say, a hay crop, just in the old days, just step by step?
All I know is that very few people had a mower, and they'd cut your hay, but no balers. They haul the hay home, you would, be cutting and putting stacks around the house.
Or in a barn.
Around the barn.
Now that's mule drawing.
That was mule.
Mule mower?
Yeah, that's right, mule mowers, that's right.
No.
And would you, just to make it clear to somebody who doesn't understand it, the mower would cut the grass?
Just cut the grass, that's right.
And then would you leave it in the field? How would you get it?
The man who cut the grass, he had a rake it up in piles.
Put one horse to
put one horse in a rake. It's one back. I thought them bank. I might buy it. I might not. Just want to see if maybe it living back them days.
Two wheel.
Just rake up the hay and that's it.
That's right. And would you rake it up in?
No. You sold
it. Yeah, in Landrose Harbor.
Yeah, that's all it too. Then after all that, get raked up by.
Take
pitchforks,
chop
it
in their piles, and then drive
me
mule and
rake. I've hauled
many
a load. To hold it up to drive off under it. But then you'd be raking it on all the way from here to Lexington. But somebody to trip it to the thing, go back, if the hay fall down, and then rake up some more.
So the rake would collect with gather.
That's right.
And go up.
That's right.
And then that would be a windrow.
That's right.
And then what would you do to the windrow? You'd come along and with a pitchfork.
With a pitchfork and a pair of mules and a big wagon, put up in a wagon.
With big stanchions.
You mentioned you put them in shocks, is that?
Yeah, something my daddy used to. Just tie it in little shocks, and then it'd be handier, a bigger pile to stick a pitchfork in that and load it up in the wagon.
I see. So the shock wouldn't be the windrow. The shock would be a little pile.
A little pile, that's right.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about a doodle? Instead of a shock?
A doodle.
No, we call it a shock.
I think it probably means the same thing. Somebody said that he would doodle the hay. Mm-hmm. And that meant, piling up in shocks like that. Now the shock wouldn't tie it.
No, you just leave that to be loaded.
There wasn't no
bailers. This is how men sometimes set a big stack pole out in front of your barn. Like a telephone pole, power line pole, and put hay all around it. Mm-hmm. And how high in your head, twice high as your head. Before you
meet your pitch. Man up on top of that.
Wagon.
Around that stack pole, one on the wagon, and they'd throw that down, and you'd walk around that pole. My head hurts now.
Stomping it down and like
that,
a pile, big pile.
That down, and man, you could put two or three big loads on the stack pile.
I see. It'd be about 10 and 12 feet high.
That's right. Yeah. High you can reach, and you're on top of a wagon. That's right.
How would the animals eat?
How long would they eat? Now, you've got to be careful. Yeah, you waste a lot of hay. This would be turned out and lead about an hour every day around that haystack. Then run back out in the field and pick up what they can in the field. And tomorrow, have a fence or so. And if you don't watch it, they'll eat it all up and waste it together in two or three nights and won't have any hay for it come a bad spell.
I see.
Got to be careful with all
that.
They don't know how to save it like you do. They waste it all.
Put it out.
Did you ever have posts like this, and then more like this, and then put hay over that?
No, I never did.
They do that.
Then some of them do. Some do, but I don't know how. I just never did.
Not done around. And did you ever grow grain crops very much?
A little patch of corn, a little patch of cotton, about where I go, just a little hay valley.
And a little hay.
No wheat or oats?
No, neither one.
Uh-huh. And,